Imagínate.
¿Qué tal? Buen día, señor Saúl.
¿Qué?
¿Qué tal, señor Saúl? Habla Eduardo de Local Flash. ¿Cómo está?
Ah, bien. ¿Y tú?
Me alegra escucharlo. Una disculpa por no realizarle ya la llamada el día de ayer, pero como no, siguen hablando a su área y pues mientras están hablando yo no puedo hablarle a nadie más. Señor Saúl, ¿platicó prácticamente del programa con el señor Segundo? ¿Sí tuvo la oportunidad? ¿Sí platicó acerca del programa o no?
Así yo sé más o menos de tu compañía, el Locus Flash.
Exacto.
Habla inglés.
Sí, a little bit, pero adelante.
No, I'm asking, do you speak English?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so if you don't mind, can we just talk in English?
Yeah, sure.
Spanish is a little fast for me. That's okay. I mean, I can understand Spanish perfectly well. It gets a little
No,
fast for me, and I don't speak it as good. You know what I mean?
yeah, I understand, but my English is not too good than in Spanish, but yeah, I can talk in English.
But I will understand your English probably more than you're going to understand my English at some point. At least
Okay.
understand myself. I'm Puerto Rican from
Okay.
New York.
Yeah.
So
No
you
worries,
speak a
Saul.
little
It's
Spanish
okay.
well. Right, so
Okay.
even the average Puerto Rican who speaks really good Spanish is considered slang Spanish. So
Yeah,
imagine
I understand.
a New Yorker with parents that only really spoke to him in English. And I'll probably flip back and forth since I am a Puerto Rican from New York. We flip back and forth. We talk Spanglish is what we talk.
Spanglish, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, Spanglish is
It's
my language, especially when
okay.
I'm talking to somebody Spanish. Oh, okay, so Segundo me llamó. Segundo talked to me. You know, he told me that he spoke to you. He liked speaking to you. He doesn't know anything about this kind of stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't know too much either. But I know way more than him. Como la gente me llaman 100 veces
Yeah,
al
yeah,
día. All right, I got 100 people calling me for the same thing every day. Every now and then, somebody finds his number and they say, you know what? Let me call up the Spanish line. Because that's what we call his number, the Spanish line. Él no vende, él es que busca, él tiene los trabajadores, él tiene, you know, he has a, it's his crew, it's his business. You understand? It's his
sure.
business. I'm just an English voice for his business.
Yeah,
So I
he
talk
told
to
me
all
that.
the companies. He doesn't want to do that. I keep trying to get him to do it, but he doesn't want to. He understands what he understands. Some of it he picks up and some of it he understands, but he's not really a computer guy. You know what I mean? At all. So
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
let's get right to the thick of this. Local Splash that I remember was either an
yeah.
SEO company or a lead
Yeah, we
generation
are
company or
ECO
both.
company, but what is the difference with the other companies? We have a license directly from Google, Saul, okay? So, we are partnered elite from Google, and with that license, we can give you the results to put you in front of those customers. Any company can put you on Google, but if they don't have a license, they are only going to find you the customers only with the name of your company. With us, they're gonna find you with the keywords like roofing, shingles, siding, gutters, any services, Mr. Segundo and you wanna provide to the customers. It's like keywords.
Yep,
And
I know
like
what
that,
keywords are.
yeah, you're gonna show up, pop up in the first page of Google, and well,
Déjame ayudarte un poco. All right, nosotros teníamos un compañero that was doing our website when we first started. We didn't know nothing about websites, right? When we first started, we didn't know anything about websites. We hired a company to do a website for us, to make up the logo for us. We didn't know how to do anything. We didn't really care about a website. But we knew that you have to have one nowadays. Like a business card. You tell somebody got a business, you should have a business card,
Yeah, of
right?
course.
So it's a,
Everyone has cell
so
phone right
website
now.
is,
You need a
yep.
website.
So
Yeah.
website is the same thing like a business card nowadays. If you got a business idea, what's your website? What's
Yeah,
your
that's right.
store? Well,
You
heck, you
are.
got something, a Shopify store or a TikTok channel that represents your store. You got some kind of presence in the internet. So we understood that. Didn't understand much about internet. You know how that works. And don't get me wrong, I took a couple of classes for like other things in the internet, like how to do, you know, use a computer and stuff like that. But, you know, social media and all that is something I never really involved myself in. And now here I am becoming the manager of a company that has no social media presence. So, you know, it was hard for me to just dig, find who was the best one. So we found a company. They found us too. And we decided to let them build the website. They thought of the logos. We didn't know that we were supposed to ask for ownership. We didn't know any of these things. Any of these things. We knew that SEO. I knew what SEO was, but I didn't know how to do that. So you know, they were going to control the website and everything. It doesn't matter. The point is, 3 years later, we learned a lot of things. And now going back to this company, we're learning a lot of things. At first, our name was very visible. I don't know. It wasn't for very long. You know, it took about a month or two for it to start showing very visibly. And then I realized that you only see it when you type in the actual name of the thing. And that's because there's a lot of challenges here in Buffalo, a lot of companies. And also because our company looks like it's from Rochester. So it's hard to get looked at in Buffalo when your company's based in Rochester. So there's a lot of things we're learning, right? That we need a Buffalo address, that we need Buffalo telephone numbers, that we need to, you know, it has to reflect on our Google business.
Segundo told me about that.
About all these things.
Yeah, but...
So why don't you tell me what you was offering, Segundo? Because before you do, I want to let you know that we already went back to that company and we've been on top of it for the past month. Because the season's about to start. So now it's time to stop playing games with the website company. They've been on it. They're getting us our own emails through our Google business page.
Mm-hmm.
They're changing some of the keywords because I told them all the keywords that they're using sound like we're more like carpenters instead of roofers. I said, so I want roofing in almost everything you write in there. You know, Buffalo roofing, roofing in Buffalo, roofing in North Tonawanda. You know, put these things because this is what people are searching. They're not just searching roof. And if they're searching roofs, they're never going to see our name. There's like 1,000 roofing companies in Buffalo, you know, so it's really hard to get looked at. So I know that that's not something you can offer any better unless you say you work for Google. Having a license with Google, I don't know.
Of course.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if my company has a license, you know. I know that they got our name on, you know, on there. They had some things wrong. There was an address wrong. And I know that all these things confuses Google, and Google doesn't. It's not going to operate what you write if you don't have everything. So I know a lot of things. What I don't know is, what is it that you can offer that's going to be different from what everybody else is offering? Because everybody else is doing all that. You understand? Ya todo mundo está haciendo lo que tú estás haciendo. So, ¿qué es la diferencia de Local Splash?
We know their company.
Right?
Yeah, okay. De la primera diferencia, the first difference, is I send you already our license. En esa licencia es un directorio, it's a directory from Google Partners. The company you just told me is not there. Te puede meter a Google, ¿sí? Pero sin esta licencia no te puede poner en la primera página. ¿Ok? Ahí es Google hablándote de nosotros, de Local Splash. Tenemos 20 años con esta licencia y al tener esta licencia te podemos dar los resultados inmediatos. Hasta te lo vamos a mandar por escrito. Okay?
Okay, I understand. You want to offer SEO, but we're already paying for that. So what else do you guys offer?
Okay.
Because I'm not
we are going to put
something just for SEO.
No, no worries. I'm going to put you in the front of page of the Google, the first page. We are giving you a website. Okay? No tiene ningún tipo de costo las actualizaciones.
Te vamos...
Podemos usar el de ustedes si ustedes gustan. Si están pagando algo por ese website, se lo pueden ahorrar. Si no, también se puede usar ese. Tienen un buen website, Saúl. You have a good website. It's good. But no le están dando el máximo potencial. Because no es lo mismo poner un anuncio, a billboard in the middle of the desert, besides put in that billboard in the en una avenida grande, ¿no? Eso es lo que hacemos nosotros, Saúl. Ponerlo enfrente de gente interesada. ¿Ok? So, te vamos a poner la primera página. Te vamos a listar en Bing. Including Yelp. Apple Directory. Apple Directory.
Bing and Yelp.
¿Ok? Apple Directory, que serían los iPhone. ¿Ok? Safari, Buscas for Siri. Y también vamos a correr anuncios de DJ Brothers Contracting en Facebook. Vamos a hacer Facebook ads.
Un momento. Okay. So I don't want to waste a lot of your time. Okay, yo no quiero gastar mucho de tu tiempo. Nosotros tenemos un website ahora. Tenemos gente que ya pagamos para hacer un trabajo. So vamos a tratar a seguir así con ellos, making them do their job. We spent a lot of time letting them stay in charge. We feel like they let a lot of it go and they didn't communicate with us and everything. Now they understand where we're coming from. So, you know, being that we already paid for the year with them, leaving them now makes no sense unless they can't do what they got to do. We're giving them a few more weeks to figure that out. But we still need leads. Do you guys sell leads?
Yeah, we... Bueno, no. Nosotros tenemos... Mira, te voy a mandar los programas también para que los puedas ver, todo lo que incluyen.
That's good, that's a good idea, yeah.
Son diferentes.
DJJ Brothers at Gmail.
Nada más que... Te los voy a mandar por mensaje de texto. Nada más que ahorita yo tengo unos precios promocionales, no son los precios que están ahí. De hecho, el que te estaba ofreciendo ahorita el señor Segundo está abajo de la mitad de precio, pero mira, para que tú lo puedas ver, dame un segundo. Sí, aquí están. Ahorita lo que podríamos hacer, bueno, si ya estás trabajando en el CEO que te están dando ellos, ¿está bien? Pues darle la oportunidad. Si no, aquí nosotros te podemos hacer Google Ads o Google Guarantee también. Prácticamente
Google,
tenemos
Google
todo.
What? What's the other one?
Guarantee.
Google Ads and what?
Guarantee.
Google.
Es prácticamente, pues son los contratistas que tienen la garantía de Google. Ahí nada más si se piden muchos requisitos, no dudo que no los tengan, por eso te lo estoy diciendo. Por ejemplo, tienes que tener seguro, tienes que tener todo en orden para que Google te pueda hacer como Google Guarantee. ¿Vale?
Well, we have Google, we have insurance, we have everything.
Sí, tienes que tener la licencia, los seguros, tienes que tener un seguro social obviamente de acá, no dudo que no lo tengan, por eso mismo te estoy mencionando. Y podemos darte de...
Ya. Yeah. All
right,
explain that to me in English, because I'm not catching it. Google Warranty is what you said, right?
Yes.
Como garantía, ¿qué dices?
Ya, yeah, garantía.
¿Garantía o garantía?
Garantía. Google Guarantee. En el si tú buscas en Google, ahí va a venir arriba patrocinados, prácticamente van a decir Google Guarantee. Vienen tres compañías por lo regular por área. ¿Ok? Entonces, prácticamente esto que significa que cualquier detalle con el cliente, Google va a estar como de backup. ¿Ok? Entonces, ahí sí son venta de leads. Por lo regular cuestan entre $35 a $50 el lead. ¿Vale? Puedes ir guardando tu budget y todo.
$30 to $35, you said?
$35 a $50.
Okay.
Dependiendo del área.
Okay, and can you target the area that we want?
Claro. Pues por eso son ads. Son ads de Google. Google Ads. Prácticamente.
Okay, so explícame cómo va eso. Vamos a decir que... Yeah, but you said Google Warranty and Google Ads are two different things, right?
Es lo mismo Google Ads y Google Guarantee, pero nada más cuando ya tiene el Guarantee de Google, obviamente es que Google te respalda todo, todos sus trabajos, por así decirlo.
Okay. And that looks good to customers.
Por supuesto.
All right, so let's say we wanted to do that. How do we do that? Explícame eso, el proceso, cómo va eso y cómo para, cuánto es.
Mira.
Just, that's what you're competing with now, to tell you the truth. We got people right now that are trying to do ads for us, videos, and put ads on Facebook and Google, and you know they want a certain amount of money, you know what I mean? So why don't you explain to me, some of these people get leads for us, and some of them call leads for us, some of them get the appointments and everything. So what is it, if we wanted you to do some whatever it is, this is how much, how does it work and how much?
Okay, mire, ahorita déjame le doy un segundito. Aquí está. Mire, bueno, con Google, Google Ads, obviamente esto va a beneficiar a su empresa porque vamos a ponerlos en las ciudades que ustedes quieren, afuera de su área local. Además, como impulso, para esta campaña, vienen los resultados obviamente más rápido. ¿Ok? Entonces, permítame... Aquí está. Entonces, mire, prácticamente tenemos ahorita la promoción de en Google Ads. Y obviamente ya son los leads garantizados. Prácticamente, ahorita sería por... Si nada más estoy abriendo aquí el sistema, permíteme. Para darle bien la información. Es que cambia por área. Sí, serían prácticamente... en Google Ads se cobra $449 mensuales. Ya sin ningún tipo de contrato ni plazo forzoso. Y ahora sí, ahí sí te podemos garantizar.
$499 a month. And they do, and four, they do ads.
$449 a month. Okay. Nada más ahorita te paga un setup por una única vez para obviamente abrir las puertas con Google. Serían de $99, es un solo pago, entonces prácticamente serían 500, sí, serían $548 para comenzar, y ya todos tus meses te quedan en 449, $4,900 per month without contract. ¿Qué significa esto?
No, que usted... You lost me somewhere. You told me $449 a month, and then you said something about $500 a month.
Es con el setup, de setup fee, con Google.
Oh, setup, it comes out to $549, exactly.
Yeah, in the first payment. Pero después de ahí, siempre va a quedar de 449. ¿Por qué te podemos garantizar los resultados? Como te mencioné, porque tenemos licencia. De verdad, Saúl. The license is really important for Google. Porque si no, no te van a dar los resultados que estás buscando o se van a tardar mucho, Saúl. Mucho. Aquí nosotros, a más tardar, por ejemplo, en el otro paquete que les estaba mencionando hace segundo, yo te garantizo los resultados a los 30, 45, a 60 días. Aquí con Google Ads, obviamente, los resultados son inmediatos porque te vas a estar en el primer lugar. Ahí sí te podemos garantizar un lugar. De hecho, bueno, mira, Saul, entiendo
now,
que...
What do we do? So, the ads is one thing, but then you're not doing SEO or not like that, right?
No, the SEO is the first package I offer you. The ads is different.
Yeah.
It's Google SEO or Google
SEO,
Ads.
Just...
The SEO is in $249 per month, with only the setup fee of $99 too. But it's $249, but you are going to do the payments by yourself. So how are you going to do the payment with results? If that result you are looking for is in the first page of Google, so.
Yeah, but to something for SEO, we're already kind of paying for that kind of stuff with our website company. We just got to get them on board to fix some of our Google page listings.
Look, Saul, you can look for them, for that company, in the directory I already sent you. It's a partner's Google directory. If they are not there, they are not giving the results they are...
Where you sent that to? You sent that to my phone?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
Google Partners.
Google Partners, yeah. That is the directory of Google Partners.
How do I check that? Google Slash.
And look, I want to tell you another thing, Saul. You can look for us on Google. You can write Local Splash. You are going to see all the reviews. The good ones are the bad ones. Where somos transparentes al 100%, no tenemos nada que esconder, Saul. No te voy a decir que somos la...
There's a place I can check to see if the place I'm using is a partner.
Yeah, yeah.
To see if it says that you're a partner.
Yeah.
That people could just become partner also, so...
If you go down, le puedes poner ahí en el directorio y buscarlos.
There's no directory. Yeah, I don't know how to check that, so it's not showing me. So me.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna send
Google
you another
partner
one.
Program. Join Google Partner.
Oh, I'm gonna send you right now again. Only the directory, okay?
Okay.
Okay, wait. Here. This is the directory of Google Partners.
Exactly, for being in local splash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a name, man. Number three, yo no lo veo ahí. Local. ¿Cómo se llama local splash?
Local splash, yeah.
Eso no enseña ahí.
Claro, pues dice la...
Let me check out Premier Partner. Let me see.
Yeah, Premier Partner, sure.
I took it off because it wasn't showing anything like that. Yet. Local Splash. Okay, I see that one. Because this is what I'm going to do. You guys don't set appointments or anything. How does the ads work? People call us directly?
Sure. And
no,
no tienen costo
la... Not sure. Explícame cómo va el proceso. Tu ponerlo advertismo, Google is going to guarantee that we're the best company to be with. Right? Whatever, right? If there's anything that needs to be fixed with the My Business page or My Business listing, Google's going to make you do that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
They're probably going to make you guys fix that. All right. So, and that's not going to change nothing for me, right?
No, no, no. All the el listado Google, all the profiles are yours. We are going to use the profile from Google, the Facebook profile. El listado de Yelp también, si lo tienes, te lo podemos actualizar. Todo. Si quieres usar el website que ellos te dieron, se puede. Si no, también te podemos hacer uno sin costo extra.
No, I'm trying to... So, esta compañía que tú llamaste, yo no sé si tú sabes algo de nosotros. I don't know if you went on Yelp and looked us up. Pero esta compañía da un descuento a todos los clientes. Un descuento que si gastamos mucho como una compañía, no podemos hacer eso para los clientes ya. So the reason why you're talking to me, and not segundo, is because I have to make sure that if we give you money, that it's not going to take away from us doing things for our customers.
No,
if
no,
we're
no.
spending money and not making money, if we spend money with a company and we don't make any money back, that's not working for us. Even with our distributors. Our distributors, that's the kind of place that takes your money and never gives nothing back, right? You give them money, they give you materials. That's how that works. But with our distributor, when we buy materials, the only materials we buy are the ones you get rewards on. So when we sell a job to a customer, we try to make sure that they buy out of those materials. We have others, and we allow them to buy others, but we try to push the brand that we know that's going to give us back a little bit of money, not just the materials. So we stay exclusive to that particular distributor because they're the only one offering rewards. However, if another distributor says, I'm going to give you 10% cash back on your purchases, or you know what I'm saying, then we're going to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
We do that because this money that we get back, the ROI, so to speak, is what keeps the business rolling, right? The customers have to do something for their 30%. They have to like us, follow us. They have to tell their friends that they're hiring us. And they have to prove that they did that. They have to leave a review, and they get 5% off for everyone that they do. So that allows them to also market us without paying anybody else, because we're already paying them, right? Si tú tienes un grupo de 30,000, yo te quito 30%. Esos son 10,000 pesos que yo te pagué a ti, para tú decir a tu amigo que tú me diste tu trabajo, que yo hice el trabajo bien. No que tú se lo estás diciendo, pero tú se lo estás diciendo a todo el mundo en tu comunidad when you posted it, right? Oh, I needed my roof done this week, and I decided to hire DGJ Brothers. En ese momento, si tú tienes amigos que no les gusta a los otros, de un momento te pueden decir, ¿no? So it benefits the customer to post about us, to talk about us, to explain what we did or what we're going to do and the prices that we gave. It benefits us because that's more people talking about us on the internet. It gives you more organic leads. And after a while, you become a popular name in everybody's household. And that's what we want. There's a couple of companies out here that when something goes bad, they only call them, not because they have more marketing, not because it's because they've been around a long time, or because everybody's always talking about them. Or a lot of people work there, so there's more people to be on the internet. Oh, you should come to my company. You should. You know, it's because there's so many people that work there. We don't have none of these things because we keep our overheads low. So I can't spend $10,000 on marketing. I can't spend $10,000 on leads in 1 month. I could only spend a certain amount every month, so that way we can stay alive enough to get the deals, give out the discounts, and keep paying our bills. We'll do that already for 1 year. We're going to do it for at least 2 to 3 years, so the name becomes the only name that people talk about. And then we could go to some normal pricing, offer subscriptions to some customers for gutter cleanings and for insurance on their roof. We could start selling an insurance for their roof, you know, and start making some different kind of money that none of these roofers out here are making. So we have a different business plan. Yeah, plan no es para nada más saberle chavo a la gente, pero to have subscriptions and warranties. You know, a customer buys a roof off of us, they automatically get a warranty. But how about that customer next door that never bought a roof from me? His roof looks good. Why not pay me, you know, $3,000 and guarantee his roof for 10 more years? And if it don't last 10 more years, I replace the roof. Right? So, I mean, this
right.
is, these are subscriptions and things that we're thinking about. And we want people to know us first before we start handing out these subscriptions. You understand? We want them to want the subscriptions. Right now, I'm giving out free gutter guards with brand new gutters. Why would I do that? When the gutter guards are expensive, and if they buy gutter guards, they're never going to call me for a gutter cleaning. So we want them to know that we're this kind of company. Listen, I give you gutter guards. You don't have to spend $300 two times a year to clean your gutters, because I just gave you free gutter guards. What company is coming and giving you stuff for free? No company. What company is coming and giving you 30% off your $60,000 roof? If you got a $60,000 roof, you're a rich guy.
Of course.
The $60,000 roof is a really big roof. So why would you need 30% off? You know why you need 30% off? Because I know if you tell your friends having a $60,000 roof, that means you have a couple of friends with $60,000 roofs too. You know, I want you to tell your friends. Tell them how you saved $20,000 and now you're going to Hawaii still because you didn't have to pay so much for your roof. You know, go ahead. Please tell. So this is the company that you ran into today. I hope you understand that we're going to try and penny pinch. Okay? So $449, that's all it's going to cost you plus $100 setup. That's $549 you're going to need.
Yeah.
Right? For that $549, you're going to place some kind of ad. You haven't told me what kind. But you're going to place some kind of ad that's going to generate leads.
You're going to show pop up in the first position, in the first three positions of Google.
Oh, but, by paying for these ads, you mean?
Yeah. And obviously,
pop up every time or only in
every time. Every time. When you're already paid the month, all the month you're going to be there.
How fast before I see those results?
Look, you have everything, like I say. It's really fast. Like, for protocolo, for policy from Google, I need to say 7 to 15 days, but como tú ya tienes todo, va a ser antes. Eso te lo puedo garantizar.
All right, send me the contract. Oh, not the contract, but what you said we got to pay for it ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean by that?
Okay. Only, can you tell me your full name, please, Saul?
Saul, S-A-U-L, Torres.
Torres?
Torres.
Okay, Torres. Okay. Torres, okay. Perfecto. Nada más vamos a agregar tu teléfono de contacto o también el del señor es segundo.
El número va a ser 716-444, when you call it now, 7036.
Uh-huh.
Entonces, si es en español pues, y que no hablan inglés de ningún clase, es mejor que llama a segundo, pero si quieres, tú puedes poner mi número todavía. Segundo doesn't care if people call him or not.
He yeah, I know.
I get the phone.
So yeah, yeah, I know.
Also, we hablamos español. Entonces,
English and Spanish. I'm going to put the your one in English and in Spanish, and segundo from only Spanish. It's okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And do you have an email address, please?
Yes. DGJ Brothers. For now, we have only Gmail. DGJ Brothers at Gmail. Yo le dije ayer, yo dije, mira, yo tengo un website con ustedes ya 3 años. ¿De cuándo no tenemos un email por cada persona en la compañía? Porque no tenemos eso. So they're working all that out now.
Okay.
So
thank you. Okay, okay.
We are actually growing and starting to understand that part of the business. So now they're going to start working with us. Now okay. That we understand what we're supposed to be doing. I really wish they would have started without us, but we would have been ahead a little bit now.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay.
So, ¿cuál es el canal que tú vas a poner esos ads? En la Google nada más, ¿no?
Y en todas las ferias que tú vayas a elegir, Saul.
¿Ah? ¿Eh?
In the areas, you're going to choice. Tú vas
yeah,
a elegir las áreas.
What channel are you using? Are you using Google? Or are you using Yelp? Or are you using Facebook, TikTok? What? It's just Google, right?
Yeah, Google.
That's
yeah.
Good. If it's just Google.
Yeah, it's the more important. Yeah, Google. Okay. Okay. And which email? Which address for Google send the confirmation to you?
Okay. Now when you say confirmation, what's going to happen? Tell me what I need to do.
Nothing, only give us a code number from the...
Yo te explico. En Rochester tenemos la base, pero tenemos repuesto con alguna compañía allá que no vamos a vender allá. Vamos a vender en Buffalo. Y la razón que vendemos en Buffalo es porque parte de la compañía es subcontractor. Y muchos de los contratadores aquí en Buffalo les gusta buscar subcontractor en vez de buscar empleados, ¿entiendes? No tiene el empleado, pero tiene el popular. So they're very popular, but they don't have the employees. So what they do is they call companies like mine and say, hey, come put on the roof for us, and we'll pay you X amount of dollars. And then they go and they charge the customer a lot of money. That was kind of how this company became a company. When we realized that they were still charging customers the same price as the pandemic, we said, wait a minute. We didn't charge them more money because it was a pandemic. We just came to work for the same money we always get. And now they raised the prices. They didn't pay us more. You know, so we're not nothing against them. We still do their work, no problem. But now we're going to go and tell customers, hey, we could give you 30% off that price that he just gave you. And we could do that because that's the kind of business we run in Rochester. So why not run that same business here in Buffalo? And in Buffalo, so people don't think we're just underselling, we're giving out a discount. And that discount has to be earned, right? It has to be earned. We're not just giving it for free.
So, we
still cost the same much as the contractors out here, but we give out a discount to get to know them and for them to get to know us by exchanging socials and talking about each other and, you know, and mentioning us and us engaging with their friends and their customers and their, you know, whatever, families. And that's how we assume we're going to take first place on the street, even if it's not on Google, but on the street. Now we want to take first place on Google. And we're
looking at Google now,
right? Right?
Yeah.
Ya yo tenía alguien, pero segundo liked you. You understand?
Yeah, we're going to help you in that. Really, we are in the same team, because if you make money, we make money because you're going to stay to the next
month. Exactly, I know that.
We understand that.
I'm being very easy about it. So I'm not going to hire the guy I was going to hire. Okay? I'm going to put you first. We still might hire him, semi-hire him. I have two other companies that we're going to hire. One does the ads and picks up the phone calls and makes the appointment. That one is expensive. Mm-hmm. You understand? Then I got another guy that was just going to sell us leads, but they were going to grab these leads through special information and then vet the customers and then send the customers, give us the customers' numbers so we can call. It's kind of like buying leads. It's the same thing. You are different. You are going to run ads on Google.
Yeah, we're going to run ads.
To a guarantee.
Yeah.
To a warranty. I want to see that. So how do we work with you guys? And if it don't work, I can say no after.
You only need to not pay the next month. We are going to, no te vamos a forzar a que te quedes ni nada. You, month by month, you're going to decide if you're going to want to continue with the rest.
All right. This is what you're going to do. I'm going to call Segundo now, and I'm going to tell him to pay the bill, whatever your bill is, for $549, right?
Mm-hmm.
$548,
yeah.
Whatever it is. Okay. You are going to send me all your correspondence first so that I can look at it. And then I'm going to let him know that when you call, to pay you.
Okay.
You understand? Unless he tells me that he wants me to pay you. All right?
Okay.
So I have a card here that he put some money on, but I don't think it has enough. We haven't put all the budget money in it yet.
Look.
Right now, maybe $500 or something in there. We might have
actually, I want to you see the Google warranty list. I talking to you right now.
Can you send it to me? How can I see that? Just go to Google right now?
No, look. I'm going to send you the link from our page explaining how it works that. But first we need to start with Google Ads. Then we are going to put the Google warranty leads. Okay? It's step by step. Okay?
Okay.
First we're going to do the ads, and then we can activate Google warranty when it's working the ads good. Okay?
Well, then that sounds like we're doing two processes instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
How does that change? Does that change anything?
No. The process you are doing is CEO with the other company, no? You are doing the ads.
Yeah. You're doing the ads.
It's different. Yeah, it's different. One thing is Google CEO, and another thing is Google Ads, okay? It's another thing. Completely different.
Yeah, but what we've been talking about is the ads and the warranty, right?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. Google guarantee leads.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you say they guarantee, are they guaranteed to me or the customer?
Both.
It's for the customer, they guarantee, right?
Both. Yeah, both. Did you receive the link?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you want me to fill this out?
No. It's only to you. Look at it, and you know what I am talking about, really explaining good English, you know? That's why I sent you this text.
No. You entiendo. Pero vamos a ver si... So yo voy a Google ahora mismo. Let me go to Google on my phone. Let me see if I got Google. Yeah, I got Google. And I go to... roofer in my area, right? It's showing me Ava. All right, so it's showing me Ava, KRSO, I don't know. These say sponsor. So these that say sponsor, you say my name is going to be there.
Yeah, that one are the Google Ads sponsors.
Okay, so how do I know my name is going to be before Ava? I don't know, right?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Okay, so cuando la primera cosa que yo hice fue abrir el app de Google.
Uh-huh.
Así es, Google no es ninguna otra compañía.
Can
I put roofer in my area?
Mm-hmm.
Lo que pasa primero es, dice sponsor, the first three are sponsored. Then
yeah,
it shows
that's
the map,
it.
And then it says sponsored again. So I'm seeing it sponsored again. It's Ava, Stellar, and then Ava again.
Okay.
In the very beginning, as soon as I'm looking at it, it says Ava, Western New York Roof Repair, which is KRSO Buffalo, and Buffalo's Best Roofing. So at first, it's three different, but then after the map, it's three of the same one and then one of another company. Are we going to be somewhere in those letters there?
In the first three positions.
What are we paying for? They obviously paying for something too.
Yeah, but did you see they are está repetido el listado, ¿no?
¿Por qué eso dice que no hay nadie más pagando eso?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ahorita te podemos poner ahí si está disponible.
Uh-huh. I just hope that you guys got a guarantee on your return, anything like that.
Yeah, we're gonna. Oh, wow. We need to earn. You want to stay? No, lo tenemos que ganar con resultados.
Ajá, seguro.
Eso lo tenemos en cuenta, tenemos definitivo. And you can check our reviews, Saúl. No te vengo a decir que soy la mejor compañía del mundo, no. Pero nosotros sí seguimos las reglas que son las reglas de Google. Entonces. Sí nos interesa que te vaya bien, Saúl, por la simple razón. Because if you make money, we are making money because you are going to stay. If you don't make money, I don't make money because you are not going to stay. And we are aware about that.
Well, Better Business Bureau has a bad review, you guys. I don't know why. But then there's another one that says you're a Polish, which is funny. Glassdoor was there.
Ahorita,
we have some mixed reviews of Better Business Bureau. All right, let's do this. I'm going to keep to this.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I want to see our name up
there. Gracias por ese voto de confianza. We are gonna, no, okay. Vamos a ver que te va a ir bien. Darte salto de fe y te va a ir bien, Saúl. Nada más, tienes que trabajar con la compañía correcta que tenga licencia.
Decir, yo sé que es un business para ustedes, yo entiendo que quieren hacer más business en el futuro, y si sabe bien, pero, y si no sabe bien, entonces lo jodimos, ¿no? Pero cuando ustedes están haciendo lo que van a hacer por nosotros, piénsalo. Tú sabes, no somos de iglesia ni nada, pero la verdad es que estamos dando precio mejor a todo el mundo. No,
sure.
No importamos si son ricos o pobres.
Y ¿sabes?
Mucho.
Something really important, Saúl.
We do donations. Like, I get to a guy's house, él es pobre, necesita algo de grupo arreglado, es $1,000, yo lo abro, y él me dijo que sí, y yo lo abro, y sabe que todo adentro está jodido también. Y el señor me dice, mira, la verdad es que yo no tengo dinero para eso.
No
sé qué hacer, que no lo tengo. Yo le explico, ok, mira, en el van yo tengo dos, tres piezas de madera y tengo uno o dos ganchos, lo que sea que necesitan. Si quieres te lo doy y olvídate, ¿no?
I know that.
So we do stuff like that all the time. If you go on Yelp, you'll know that I'm not just lying to you to get a better price, but to get better service. You go on Yelp, you check our reviews, you're going to say, wow, these guys are like fucking from church or something. Why are they doing this? There is a reason
I understand. I understand, and that's the thing. Do you have the quality of both of work and quality of about how you treat your customers? And that not happen too much, you know? A veces no tienen mucha calidad y se portan bien con los clientes, o a veces, porque también nosotros dependemos que obviamente que te desempeñes bien, Saúl, y no lo estoy dudando, no me malentiendas, porque tú estás representando a Google, quieras o no. Entonces, es eso. Es un trabajo en equipo, Saúl, pero cada quien está ganando en su área. Si tú ganas buenos resultados, yo voy a ganar que tú te quedes. Ganamos los dos. Si tú no ganas buenos resultados, yo tampoco gano. Entonces créeme que vamos a hacer todo lo posible por darte un buen resultado para que obviamente te quieras quedar con nosotros. ¿Vale? We only need to activate the account, so you are going to activate or Mr. Segundo?
I would be the one that's going to activate, and then Segundo is going to be the one that's going to pay for it. So whatever you need done first.
Okay, well, actually, I have everything right now, all the details, like the address, the name, you already give me the email, both numbers.
So what address do you have?
The one that you have in the website, 505 About Road.
That's a tamal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The address has never been our address. You know what that address is? That's the address I gave the company that did our website when I was telling them where I live. I didn't know that they wanted to know the name. You know, I didn't know that they were putting it down as the business address. So now we have two Google My Listing pages, and I don't know what to do with that. We have that says it's in Front Support and one that says that it's in Abbott Road. And the one that's in Abbott Road is the one that's been there the longest. You know, we don't have a lot of reviews, so we don't care about the page itself, but we don't want to mix up Google and fuck something up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're trying to work. That's why we don't want to change the company that's doing the website. Because they can explain how they almost lost us as a client, and we decided to go with another company, and then that company screwed it up. So we decided to stay with the company we already had. But now we got two websites. One is in maintenance. One is not. You understand? Uno escribieron el troca de los otros, and it's closed. It's on maintenance because the company that was doing it kept the name and everything. They like making it hard for us because they didn't do a good job. So we decided we weren't going to keep paying them if they're not doing their job. So now they want to keep the website, and they never opened the website. They want an SEO for a website that was closed. You know? So right now, we need to figure that out. If that's going to be a problem for you to do your job,
No. Of course not. No, of course not. We can help you in that. Like, with all the licenses we have, we can help you to eliminate the one you don't want it and verify the one you have it right now. No worries.
Okay. The one that says 5578, we already verified that.
Okay.
That's why I don't understand why the 505 is there. I think the 505 is because of Bing. I'm not sure. Because on Bing, it says 505 Abbott Road as well.
Okay.
So I'm trying to fix this with my website company right now. In the meantime, we still need to have a presence on the internet. We still need to show people who we are. And
yeah,
that's
of
what
course.
We're going to do, right?
That's the main reason, yeah. So which
now,
address
what are the ads gonna say?
Which address you want to use right now, Saul?
Queremos usar... Eso te lo voy a dejar a ti. La base es Rochester, en Spencer Port, Rochester, right? Donde que dejamos materiales that we get over, we leave in Buffalo, in 30 Mouse Street. And then I run my mobile office from Amherst, West Amherst. So I don't want to put a building that I don't own, but I do own the one in Mouse.
No worries, because we are going to show... we are done show up. All the address, the full address, we only can put only the area and the zip code, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, that's work for everyone.
Does it matter when we're doing our ads? Is it going to matter?
No, it's only show up. You are in Buffalo and the area and zip code.
5578 Ridge Road, West Ridge Road.
5578
West Ridge Road. West Ridge Road.
Western, ¿qué perdón?
West Ridge Road, Spencer Port, New York. 14559.
Spencer, okay. It actually is the one you have it in real on Yelp, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only have on Yelp. Should be on.
You're paying right now something to Yelp or no?
Yes. We pay to place ads on Yelp and to erase everybody else's ads.
Yeah, I understand.
So when people come to our page, they don't see any other company. I know it's wasting money, but you know what? We make a lot of money with Yelp, believe it or not.
Yeah. They are good. That's why
people
we
like
work with them.
Money.
We work with them. That's why I ask. But yeah, they are good, really good.
Maybe.
Okay.
There are a lot of people badmouth them, and we understand why. We understand we're sometimes we're paying a little bit more than we want to, but we get a lot of business from there. So it's like it's hard to say no, you know. Like, why would we stop something that's working?
Of course, yeah. Well, I have it updated right now, Saul, everything. So we need to do the activation. Do you receive the confirmation about everything? The license, the your user, username, everything. Okay? So...
Here, hold on. What confirmation? On the email you mean?
No, no, no. But you didn't receive it yet. We need to do the payment to Google that, like that, send you the confirmation to your email.
Okay, well, to get the payment, we need segundo, so 1 second.
Yeah.
He might want to...